The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my God. It's the Survivor Think Tank 2, and we are live. Stephen Fishback, are you there?
I'm here, Rob. And what an incredible, exciting idea. Think Tank 2. Now I want to do some history here. Think Tank 1 came on the heels of Survivor 24. Kim Spradlin was the winner. Troy Zan, was the big breakout character. And people really felt that the Survivor franchise needed help. We had our Think Tank. Then comes Survivor 25, 26, 27, 28, four of the most exciting seasons in the history of the show. Survivor's on a roll, and I think we can say it was entirely because of our think tank.
We did it!
Yeah. So here we are, Think Tank 2. I'm freaking excited.
Yes. So very, very fun. So we are live here on Saturday afternoon, early evening, if you're on the East Coast, September 6th, night before the NFL kickoff. I know Steven is getting ready to go to a tailgate tonight.
Yeah, I'm just preparing for the game day itself. I'm in the zone. Yeah.
He's got 19 fantasy teams ready to go. So Steven's all set. Anyway, so we are live. And we are live, Steven, to a select audience in this show. And many people will listen to this in the archives for many years to come, hopefully. This is only going to be heard and seen by the people who ordered our audiobook, The 49 Laws of Survivor, and the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. And that's it.
That's great. I'm sick of the riffraff. To be honest, like, it's just the patrons and the audiobook orderers who I'm interested in.
So, Stephen, feel free that we are among supporters tonight. So we could we're talking to the base. We could hit anybody we want tonight.
Oh, wow.
And you could say, oh, you know who's really an a-hole that I don't want to say normally because they can't watch it.
Carolina. That was a hypothetical.
So fingers crossed we are among friends tonight, and so feel free to be able to speak even more frankly than normal.
Finally the chance to cut loose.
Here's what we're gonna do tonight. I solicited a number of suggestions from the listeners of Rob as a Podcast and the people who purchased the 49 Laws of Survivor. And I have a stack. I've printed out the best of the best.
Oh, my God. Steven. That's a lot of printouts. There couldn't be that many good ones.
These are the ones that made the cut, Steven.
Wow. I can't even imagine. That's a lot.
Yes. And so they made the cut for one of two reasons. They're a really good one, or it will be fun to see your reaction to some of them.
Okay. Can I lead off with an idea? I don't know if we're at that point, but I want to lead off with my big idea for how to revitalize the franchise.
Sure. When we get to that, you can kick it off.
I've got a killer idea.
Yes. All right. We'll get to that in one moment. I just want to also just take one moment and thank everybody who has supported us with the 49 Laws of Survivor. Steven and I had a lot of fun getting to record that all summer long. And really thank you guys for supporting that project. And we've only heard good things so far. So if you have bad things to say, you haven't said them. And that's also very nice of you as well. So thank you on both counts.
Is there a comment section for the 49 Laws? I would like to see people's comments. Is there maybe under on this podcast we can see some comments as well?
Yeah, there are comments on the page that people are able to watch on. And so I didn't set up a specific page where people can leave comments on the 49 Laws of Survivor, but I think that's probably a good place.
That's what I was thinking, that page specifically. Leave comments on the 49 Laws. We spend a lot of time and effort on it. I'd love to hear what people have to say and people's thoughts about it, other examples that you might have. I guess we can't really, there's no point in trying to encourage people to buy it, but tell your friends.
Yeah. And also the book just dropped on Wednesday and today is Saturday. I've heard from several people who finished it already.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, very impressive. All right, so let's get into Stephen. You kick us off tonight, and of course, I went back and listened to Think Tank One.
Oh, wow.
And of
it was fun. It's like from a different era. Did it feel dated?
It felt a little dated because you know, I had not been doing a lot of live shows at the time. But anyway, it is. We are now experienced pros. We are headed into our fifth season of Survivor Know-It-Alls. This was actually right before we started Survivor Know-It-Alls.
That's
Think
crazy.
Tank One was like the precursor to Survivor Know-It-Alls. You were live at my house.
And I remember. That was a lot of fun. It was your old house. You've even moved houses.
I've even moved houses. I've even brought a person into the world. Everything's
different.
You've
created life. I have done nothing like that. I have like eaten a lot of sandwiches.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Sounds so delicious though.
I've consumed life.
Anyway, so we came up with some good stuff. Some notable things from the last one. We came up with a Survivor Black Vote, we were calling it. Well, we said that was not appropriate, so we called it Survivor Payback, where a person who gets voted out gets to cast a vote in the urn on their way out. We like that one.
That is fun.
AJ Mass called in. We talked about Survivor No World, where it was a lot of, you know, in it, you know, Survivor One World, but without tribes. So we had a couple different things that we liked from Think Tank One and a bunch of things that we didn't like. And I expect more of the same here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. The black vote is or the revenge vote is a phenomenal idea. Yeah, they should still think about that.
They should still think about that. Of course, Stephen, the catchphrase that we used in Survivor Think Tank One. Do you remember what we said when we liked an idea?
Heyo?
No. The ideas that we said yes to, we said, you're going to Samoa.
Yeah. What's the new one? I mean, you're going
That's
to the
it.
Philippines?
That's, no,
yeah.
We're going to keep going stick to with Samoa? You're going to Samoa.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're either sending the ideas through to Samoa or Noah.
Noah. Oh, wow. That's it. Just drowned in the flood with Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Stephen, kick us off here tonight. I've got beverages to get me through. I went to the bathroom before we started the show,
fantastic.
I'm locked in.
Your whole body is just in a state of readiness.
Also, by the way, just one more thing before we get started. The chat room is going on the robinswebsite.com Think Tank 2 page. We've got a lot of people chatting there already. Scott St. Pierre is monitoring the hashtag. You could use either RHAP or Think Tank 2. We should probably... Let's use Think Tank 2 because this is probably a little... Well, actually, use either one. Whatever you want to do. Scott St. Pierre, you tell me if I'm saying anything wrong. He's monitoring the Twitter and then also on our YouTube.
It looks like he's giving a thumbs up here. I think I just saw a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. So you can use Think Tank 2 or RHAP. Anyway, all right.
Is Troyzan going to be calling in on this? On
no,
this
we're not taking calls from anybody on this one.
Because that was a tremendous waste of time on the last one.
We heard from Troyzan and the Rooster.
Who is the root? Oh, Matt. That's right.
Matt Quinlan. Yes. Right, he Matt called Quinlan. In as well. And Troyzan's suggestions on these, like, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, I'm not bitter or anything, but they really need to find people who know how to play the game to put them on there so they don't follow one person all the way to the end. I mean, I'm not saying anything about Kim, but they really should.
Yeah.
It was right after One World. It was right after.
He was in it. He was reliving it day by, like, minute by minute. He was in it. It would be like, I don't know who the equivalent from Survivor 28 would be.
Tony.
Yeah, but Tony, you know, Tony is in it, but, like, he also won. So no bitterness.
Yeah, Tony's the only bitter winner.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like all winners feel like they didn't totally get their due, except maybe JT. Anyway.
Kick us off, Stephen.
Here's my idea, Rob, and it's really more for one season, although I think it could be something that you could do every season in a slightly different way. And I would call it Survivor John Smith, where you cast 20 people or 18 people, and they all have the exact same name, and they all look kind of similar to each other. So you would never be able to plan who you were going to vote out because everyone had the same name. You could never strategize in the same way. It would completely upend strategy. You couldn't be like, let's vote out John. John's been talking about you. John Smith has been talking about you. Or if people looked a little bit alike, you know, then you could, it would be even harder. There could be no like Purple Kelly, you know, everyone looks the same. Everyone has the same name. Suddenly, like, it's like being in that John Malkovich room in John Malkovich. Like, how do you, it would upend our notions of reality.
Okay. First, I thought this was all one big Pocahontas joke. but wouldn't in Survivor John Smith, wouldn't it turn into like, hey, there's Cincinnati John and there's Houston John. And like, wouldn't there just be nicknames for everybody?
I think it would, but it would like force you to really like conceive of how we think about each other. You know, how do we identify the people around us?
You know, there's Fat John. There's, you know, there's, you know, all these different things. There's Lazy John. Oh,
And then you're like known as Fat John, and you're like that strategy right there. Like, I can't believe you guys are calling me Fat John.
Steve, are you sure you didn't accidentally show up for the Utopia think tank?
I kind of want to see Utopia tomorrow night. I'm pretty excited about that.
No, I've heard some good things on Utopia.
They're naked.
There's some nudity going on Utopia. And I will be covering Utopia, Stephen, Sunday night after Big Brother. I will be watching the two-hour Utopia premiere and talking with the tabulator, Kurt Clark. And that will be up on Monday on Rob Has a Website.
It's a good life, Rob. I feel like, you know, you're immersing yourself in these crazy shows and then being able to be like a voice of reason about them. You know, I feel like that's a
Is that what
good
I am?
I think, oh, you're a voice.
All right. So, Stephen, was that your real idea of Survivor John Smith?
I don't really have a real idea. Okay. I came here with no ideas ready to think. You know, I wasn't told to think in advance. This is the think tank.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and let's jump in here with a... Okay, let's start here with here's something that's an interesting idea. We'll go right off the bat. I'll give you one, and you heard this one because this got emailed to both of us. Okay, I'm going to start off with Colin Stone, great podcaster of Dom and Colin podcast, talking about Survivor. Colin says, "Hey, Rob and Steven, what about an idol that does nothing?
Yeah,
it could be brought into the game like the Tyler Perry idol." Where contestants are told that it's in play and it physically looks similar to regular hidden idols. It doesn't have any powers, but whoever finds it can claim that it does anything they want. It becomes entirely about the disparity of information, and unlike the Tyler Perry idol, it does not give its owners a free pass. Would love to hear your thoughts. All right, so Steven, there is an idol, but it's a fake idol. And it comes with the instructions of, hey, this idol is fake, but you can tell anybody whatever you want to do. It's almost like every single person in Survivor is able to be their own Bob Crowley.
I love this idea. I thought it was a real, like, one of the things I hated about the Survivor, the Tyler Perry idol, was that it was both super powerful, but nobody knew what it did. And that just seemed to have like two kind of distinct, really hyper-powered advantages. But if there were an idol that did nothing, but you could claim it did anything, then it would truly become about the gamesmanship of the person and less about some insane power that the producers had given you. They're just giving you the opportunity to tell a story and to fake out your opponents. And I think that's a really strong and fun idea. I mean, is it something that could be used more than once? Maybe. But it's certainly for that one time, it would be a really kind of interesting, it would be interesting to see if it fell into the right hands, you know, what would happen?
It's a counterfeit idol. It's like if somebody gave you $100 counterfeit and was like, hey, like, it's not real, but do whatever you want with it.
Right.
What could you do with it? You couldn't, you couldn't bring it to the bank.
Right.
So you had to either like pawn it off on somebody, trade you like
bribe
hey,
someone. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you give me change of 100? Could you got 520s for this?
Or I'll give you 100 if you go run this errand for me. You know, you could do a lot with 100. There was actually a story about a man, a fictional story with a $1 million bill, and he couldn't cash it, you know, too big a bill, but like everyone wanted to please the guy with the $1 million bill. So like he got free clothes and he got free meals. Because like everyone was like, well, this guy's really rich and he's got this $1 million bill. So it's kind of like that. You know, you've got this fake idol. It's functionally useless. But people are going to want, you know, they're going to be scared of it. They're going to be attracted to it. How are you using it as a tool of power? I thought this was a really fun and smart idea by Colin.
Okay. It's not a game changer. Like, we can't build a season around Survivor counterfeit idol, but it would be a fun twist that we can add to it. Robert Francis in the chat says, opportunity for strategy that doesn't actually affect the game? Send it to Samoa. All right, Steven. Send it to Samoa or hell Noah?
Send it to Samoa. I don't think you need... I think the things that completely change the game or you build a season around, those twists are often the ones that are the most grating and forced. I think it's the... You know, and you look at the last season... You know, there wasn't some big twist, right? It was just new players. You know, they had the super idol, whatever. Like, it definitely affected the game in some way. But there wasn't any real huge twist except for the fact that these were all kind of new players.
Okay. Colin Stone's counterfeit immunity idol. You're going to Samoa.
Woo!
All right.
Great start. Great start. Straight out of the gate. Two great ideas. John Smith season and Samoa, you know, the super idol. Fake idol. Whatever.
Okay.